In the world of superheroes, Amazing Annie, Lightning Liam, and the Brysonator may not be the most familiar, but they're actually some of the most inspiring.
The idea for those characters and many more comes from real kids battling chronic illnesses. And thanks to a Germantown artist, those kids are able to see themselves as superheroes in free animated portraits.
Brian Dyer is the founder and artist behind the You Are the Hero project. Brian, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So where did the idea for this project come from in the first place?
So the idea came to me when I was at during my senior year in college. I was a medical illustration major, and for my thesis project, I decided to create a comic book that educates kids about type 1 diabetes. And it was while I was doing research for that project, I came across this statistic that 18 to 20% of all kids in the U.S. are living with some sort of chronic condition. And that can be anything ranging from asthma to the more severe conditions like leukemia. And that just really struck a chord with me. And I decided that I wanted to use my art to uplift and inspire these kids because they're going through such a horrible experience many times that they could use a little bit more positivity. And since I've always loved superheroes growing up, I thought it would be a cool idea to draw them as their very own custom superheroes.
Yeah, and that brings us to the You Are the Hero project. How does it work?
So the way it works is very simple. All you have to do is the parents and guardians go to our website, which is youarethehero.org, and then they fill out what we call the superhero form, and it asks them all sorts of questions like, if your child could be any superhero, what would they be? What would their costume look like? What are their superpowers? What's their superhero name? And it's from that form, which has been submitted electronically, that I get all the appropriate information that I need to create a superhero. And if they would like, they can also submit a photo along with their form. And that'll help ensure that I can get the likeness of their child or teen just right. And it helps create a more accurate drawing or a more accurate superhero. And once I complete the drawing, they're all completed on a first-come, first-served basis. I email the parents or guardians the finished file and as high a res as I can, highest resolution that I can, so they can then use the illustration for whatever they want. Say if they want to print out the illustration themselves or how to print it on T-shirts, which a number of parents have done, so they can do whatever they want with it.
So I would imagine that, I mean, you're not there when the parents and the kids open the email to see the drawing for the first time, but I would imagine that you have to hear from a lot of parents afterwards about what it was like, what the experience was like for both their child and for them as well. Talk about the range of reactions that you get from these drawings.
Oh, sure. I've had quite a range of reactions. Some parents have, like I mentioned, they'll have their child's superhero, they'll print it out and they'll have it on T-shirts in case they host like a fundraiser for their child, and then they'll do that to help pay for the medical bills that they're incurring. Some parents have just had the drawing printed out on, you know, just a regular 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and then their child will take it to school the next day and show it to their teacher and all their classmates and like just run up and down the hallways of their house screaming about how they're a superhero. And it's really, really great to hear from the parents like what this means to their kids, because any sort of awareness that they can help bring to what the child's going through really means a lot to them.
We are talking right now with Brian Dyer. He is the founder and artist behind the You Are the Hero project. And Brian, one of the big points of this project is that you are doing these illustrations for free. You don't want any money for this. Why was that important to you to have that be the case?
Yeah, that was a really important point for me. And it's entirely because these parents are paying, you know, who knows how much in medical bills and medical costs. And that's on top of whatever emotional toll that having a child with a chronic illness can take on these parents. So I just cannot bring myself to charge them any money for something that is meant to bring their child a peace of mind and meant to help bring them a peace of mind as well. And at the end of the day, the whole purpose is just to inspire the kids and remind them that their illness is not their identity.
What I know about kids is that they have wild imaginations, and if you ask a child, what would you like to have for a superpower, I would imagine you'll get a wild range of responses. What do kids like to tell you about what kind of superpowers they would have?
So the two most commonly requested superpowers are super strength and being able to fly. And I think that's really telling. A lot of these kids, because of whether they're going through chemo or if they're in a wheelchair, they feel weak or underpowered, so to speak. So to have super strength, it's like they're getting back the strength they feel either they lost or they never had, and it helps them feel like they're just normal, if not superpowered. And with flying, I've illustrated a number of kids who can't walk, whether it's because of something like spina bifida, which causes their spine to grow abnormally, so they aren't able to walk or they're not as mobile, or something like that. It's the kids who are in wheelchairs or gait trainers, they tend to choose or lean towards superpowers like flying because it feels like they're getting something back that they lost. And those are the two most common. But I've definitely had some more creative ones. Some kids, you know, want to, like, shoot webs like Spider-Man, or I had this one little boy who really wanted to, like, he wanted to jump really high, so he decided he wanted big springs on the bottom of his feet. And I can tell you that was a lot of fun to draw.
Well, part of this is about inspiring kids dealing with illnesses, but how do these kids inspire you, Brian?
Oh, it's like, how do I put that into words? I don't know, we've all, like, adults, like, everybody's got some, like, issues in their life, you know, like, whether it's, you know, bills or family issues or, like, the kids, if it's a chronic medical condition. In my case, I have a bad back. But, you know, when you see what these kids go through and the immense amount of different types of treatment they have to go through, you know, they have the biggest smiles on their faces. When parents send me the photos of their kids to use for reference, it's always like you'd never know there was anything different about them because they're just kids at the end of the day. And most of them, you know, they don't want to let their diagnosis or their condition, you know, stop them from doing the things that they want to do. And that's a lesson that I think that everybody can learn from, no matter how old you are.
And that's a great place to leave it. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, there's no problem. Thank you for having me.
Brian Dyer of Germantown is the creator of the You Are the Hero Project, providing portraits that depict chronically ill children as superheroes.